Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Well, surprise, surprise, surprise.
Ha ha, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition. Yep, didn't think you were going to have a show today, did you? I didn't either. Of the BTN News Show, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is October 26, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we must start off this Thursday edition with a little bit of sad news. Bow your heads for the Microsoft Kinect, because it is officially dead. Now, we knew this was coming. Microsoft has been slowly dwindling production of the Kinect for quite a few months now, if not for the last few years. But the company announced officially yesterday that the manufacturing for the motion sensor input device has officially been put down. However, though, we can always be reminded of the Kinect. We'll be seeing it for future generations to come, including the new iPhone X when it's released. Well, I'm sorry, iPhone 10. I still prefer X. So thank you, Kinect, for the memories. You shall live on our technology hearts forever. Hey, speaking of the iPhone 10, been hearing those rumors about the iPhone 10's been kind of a pain in the butt to manufacture because of that front-facing depth-sensing camera. Well, Apple wants to assure you that that is not the case. Apple's letting the world know that customer excitement for the iPhone X and Face ID has been incredible. Boy, this sounds like a Tim Cook keynote already. And we can't wait for customers to get their hands on this starting, well, tomorrow, Friday. The Apple representative went on to say the quality and the accuracy of Face ID has not changed. It continues to be a 1 in a million probability of a random person just coming around and unlocking your iPhone with their face. Now, going back on those rumors, just in case you didn't hear about them, it was actually Bloomberg that said that Apple had reduced the accuracy spec for the Face ID because it was proven very difficult to manufacture. But Apple's assuring the public now that no. Should be interesting, though, come tomorrow, since we're only hearing about 2 million people are actually going to get the phone to start with. Guess we'll know more come next week. And finally, Uber. All right, let's face it, it's convenient. And it's also a collection trove of all your private information, too. That's been pretty much shown in the past that Uber doesn't care about. So here's a great idea that Uber thought of. Let's make a credit card. Yep, indeed, Uber's going to have its own credit card called Uber Visa. As you might have guessed, yes, this earns you points that you can use towards your Uber trips. Uber's promising no annual fee, and users can earn up to $100 after they spend $500 in their first 90 days of owning this credit card. Uber's also pushing for the near future, you'll be able to use those points in other places like Netflix, Spotify, or even Amazon Prime. Of course, it all comes back to privacy and how much of your information they're actually going to have. Now, Uber's saying it would not get any information on individual spending, and that it would all stay with the issuing bank. Mind you, this comes from the same people that didn't really care about your privacy in the first place. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website for the podcast blog. Review section is all over there. You can also find us on our social media sites, British Tech Network on Facebook and Instagram, at British Tech on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community. That's where the best place is to be. And if you're not there with us, well, why aren't you? Come on over right now. You can join us at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will definitely be back for your Friday installment. Oh, yeah. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you. I know we're a little late with today's episode, but I want to try and push something out for you because I had found some time. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.